Graham Wall is the creator at Silent Music. Thanks for coming to The Antidote.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I do want to get into your music, Graham, but since you live in Saskatoon, I have to bring in this old joke. An American couple is driving through Canada and stopped to get gas. As the man goes in to pay, his wife calls out to him, asks them where we are. So the husband walks in, pays, and asks, "By the way, where are we?" And the gas station attendant answers, "Saskatoon, Saskatchewan." So the man goes back to his car and his wife asks, "Where are we?" "He doesn't speak English," replies the husband. Be honest with me, doesn't that joke annoy you?
Oh, that's a good one. I've actually never heard that before, so I appreciate it.
You can make it the official joke of Saskatoon.
I'm going to use it on every occasion I can.
I do promise I'm not going to have any more stupid jokes.
No problem.
Let's go back to day one of Silent Music. Why did you choose electronic over something else?
I guess the way it kind of started, I got into creating music at a pretty young age. I was about 14, and my dad bought me this Yamaha DJX 2B, which is this, kind of a groove box. And I was interested in it because it had this scratch wheel, and I liked hip-hop music, so I kind of wanted to scratch like a DJ and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then on this groove box, in addition to being able to make hip-hop music with it, it had all these different electronic styles like drum and bass, techno, trip-hop. So that was kind of my introduction to electronic music, and I thought these sounds were really cool and kind of different, kind of had this transcendent kind of quality to it. So that's kind of why I chose it.
So it began because of hip-hop, but what you're creating is totally different.
That's right.
Your latest album is Taciturn Head Phonetics, and I think that title absolutely suits the music you're making, but maybe you should explain it.
Sure. So I guess the first word kind of denotes quietness, being reserved, while head phonetics, it's a portmanteau or a blend of headphones. I guess like kind of I make music that's suited for your headphones rather than a public or a live setting. And phonetics, on the other hand, a branch of linguistics, the study of sounds, speech sounds. And I guess I kind of see it as this contradiction, because there aren't any vocals in my music, but I'm still trying to communicate ideas and thoughts to you through instrumentals. So I'm kind of bringing the two together, trying to give you some ear candies for your headphones.
So you're really leaving it up to the listener to determine what the song is about.
Yeah, I think there is room for openness of interpretation on a lot of them. Yeah, in some cases with the song titles and stuff, I like trying to leave some rabbit trails for the meaning.
You're creating electronic music, but your style varies so much, even on a single song, like Railroad Town. It begins as funk, then flips into a jazz tune. I mean, where did that come from?
Yeah, I guess I just started with the bass loop there, kind of built some drums over top of it. Yeah, I guess like one of the artists that kind of maybe inspired me in that regard was RJD2, kind of giving that kind of a flavor to it. It's hard to say. I kind of just improvised it, and that's what I came up with.
And I've actually been to your railway station at midnight on my way to Vancouver. There is not much there.
Oh, very nice.
Another song from the album is Submariner, and it's definitely danceable. Where do the ideas come for a beat like that?
That's a great question. I will have to think a minute about that. I guess more of like the breakbeat part of the song, that was kind of inspired by a hip hop group like Deep Space Five, and their producer Beat Rabbi. His beats have a really cool kind of old school feel to them, and I think that's what I was kind of imitating with that one.
Do you spend a lot of time at clubs seeing DJs play?
No, not live music. Yeah, I don't go to too many concerts or anything like that. I usually prefer music in my headphones.
You sound just like me. So I guess right now American listeners are probably thinking, he said Submariner wrong. But I guess we are Canadian, and that is how you pronounce it, correct? Submariner.
That's right.
Here's something else I want to know about. Artists usually pull song titles from their lyrics. Since Silent Planet doesn't include vocals, how do you decide what to call each track?
Well, yeah, I guess there would be all kinds of sources behind the song titles. I like reading quite a bit, philosophy and theology. So sometimes I try and bring those kind of concepts to the song titles. I guess one example on the latest album is Supervenience, which is a concept in philosophy of mind. And the idea behind it and the word itself, I thought were pretty cool. Other times, I might just be out for a walk or doing whatever, and just kind of quirky title pops into my head, and then I write it down as soon as I can so I can remember it.
Well, Submariner, it really doesn't fit with your territory. I mean, you were so far from the ocean.
Yeah, that's a good point. The mere idea of being a submariner, just diving deep into something, the cool look of the helmet, and an empirical standpoint, it's just, I think it kind of denotes kind of wonder and openness, exploration.
You and I have both mentioned that your songs don't include lyrics, but you did send me one track that does have voice samples. Holy Ghost. It speaks about faith. Maybe you could tell me about that.
Yeah, I made that song quite a few years ago in 2013. And the vocal samples in that from the TV show Boy Meets World. I guess in the episode, it's kind of about one of the characters having a religious experience and kind of repenting before God and coming to terms with that. Yeah, when I made that song at that time in my life, I was kind of wrestling with finding more certainty about God's existence. That's something that kind of bothered me at the time, and I was working through more. And I felt like I was making progress in my thought, and I kind of found an affinity with that episode, even though my experience and the one in the show, not equal, but some similarity between them, so I thought it could express my own thoughts well.
It sounds as if you created the song to aim it directly to yourself.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
You mentioned how that song was written some time ago, and I did some checking into you, and you've got to agree with me that you are a prolific songmaker. Because I added up all your songs you've released since 2008, 214 tracks. Are you going for some kind of a record?
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. I would like a record, that those Guinness World Records books and that show, that's great. Yeah, sometime I might want to up the ante and do like 100 song album, but I think that would be too exhausting.
That sounds like something Sufjan Stevens would be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, Graham, I got to thank you for coming for this talk about silent music.
Thank you, Dave. It's been great being here.